Good morning, everyone. We are continuing our daily learning, personal growth, and character development. We are in the Orchos Tzadikim Shar HaTorah, the Gate of Torah, as we get ready for Kabbalah HaTorah, Zman Matan Torah Seinu, appreciating the value of Torah. Yesterday in our learning, we understood, quoting the Gemara Pesachim Daf Nun Amud Beis, where the Gemara tells us famously that despite the fact that ideally, when we learn Torah, or do any mitzvah for that matter, it should be L'shem Shemayim, it should be L'shma, it should be for the sake for which we are commanded. Anochi we are commanded to fulfill the commandments, the first of the commandments, reminding us of that special relationship, that bond. It's a commandment. A commandment means we have to do it. And we have to do it really ideally lishma. But the Gemara tells us, a person might not be necessarily on that lofty level. And even if a person's not on that lofty level, a person should still engage in Torah study shalol lishma. Why? Famously, we learn shebetichlo lishma bo lishma, which means that even though maybe it was not initially learned, studied, lived for its own sake, by doing so, eventually a person will come to study Torah for its own sake, for the right reason. Now, it's interesting when we think about shebetichlo lishma bo lishma, for by doing so, he will ultimately come to study for its own sake. For its own sake, so we have to understand what that means. So studying Torah, we know, strictly for its own sake, is a level that's very lofty, that's very high, it's a madrega, that's an elyona. It's very difficult for people, for individuals to reach. Sure, there's yechidim bedor, there's individuals in our generation who truly, every single morning, they're able to do it, learning Torah, connecting the way it's supposed to be done. But for everybody else, the Amcha, how do we understand what that means? So the first word of the Gemara statement is Le'olam yilmad adam afilu b'shalol lishma. Le'olam, what does that mean? Le'olam means always. Now what does that have to do with how we think about this concept? So the first word of the Gemara statement, Le'olam, always, a person should always, it means, engage in Torah study, in limud haTorah, and perform mitzvos. Now why the word always? This is a very interesting explanation from Rav Chaim Volozhiner, where he explains that we know that human nature is such that people do things at first for ulterior motives. And anybody who's thinking that's not the case is simply fooling themselves. Meaning the reason why you do something, person really deep in his heart, they want kavod, they want to be recognized, they want to be identified as people that do certain things in such a way, there's maybe going to be an advancement in your career or in your social standing. In some way, shape, or form, there's some level of an ulterior motive. And ultimately, we have to be face that and be honest with ourselves that that's really what it is. And anybody who doesn't is really simply being foolish. Now, what does the word always mean? It explains that the word always, le'olam, teaches us that we should know that that's the way it is and that's the way it must be. That's just how it goes. One studies Torah and performs mitzvahs, not for the sake of Hashem. That's just like how most people are. But you should know that even though that's what it is, le'olam, but you should do it anyway, because that will eventually lead a person to do it for the pure reasons. That's right, that as a person continues to engage in limud haTorah, even though that it's not for the right reasons, eventually it's going to be lishma. And when we know that that's the greatest assurance, greatest guarantee, greatest ticket, how that could be, then that's what we must do. Le'olam means it will always be that way. Let's commit ourselves, fortitude, with the fitness, the spiritual servitude and bond that we have to our limud haTorah, do it, even if it's shelo lishma, shebitoich lo lishma, ba lishma. I wish everybody healthy, happy, a blessed, uplifted, and holy day.